So I worked in a product for Oakland last 2 years ago, called Record Track, and it's a public records request. So anybody can request any record from any government at any time, right, and get it back, maybe fully redacted, but for the most part not. So we automated the process at Oakland. Oakland. So you can put in a public record request, and it tells you when it started, how it gets, and it's very public about the whole process. It says, here's the person that put this in, here's where we think it needs to go, here's getting routed to that department, here's the department taking it on, here's how long it took them to find it, here it's publicly posted for anybody else to find in the future.
Oh, wow.
Yep, super cool. All of that is public, including how fast different departments respond to public records.
It's like you really put your team on the spot.
And the net effect of that, though, has been, that's the point. In that context, your job is to respond to public record requests.
Yeah.
So this is just making public whether you do a good or a bad job of it, and people have improved as a result.
Perfect.
The other thing that was hilarious about it that we would not have predicted is that different departments within the city government use it to request records from each other now.
Oh.
Because it turns out it's faster.
That's great.
And that's all public too.
The mayor is requested.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Right. You can request anything. You can request any data set. It's insane.
Wow, that's cool.
So call the Record Track.
Record Track. Yeah, we're trying. It's we've got, when Code for America comes up with something like that works, we usually, sometimes some of the people who work there will take it, so it's getting spun off as a company.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, just because it worked.